In 1814, the Clifton Mansion, located in Clifton Park in northeast Baltimore, was the home of Captain Henry Thompson, but today it is the headquarters for Civic Works, a local nonprofit that strengthens the Baltimore community through skill building and volunteerism. On October 11th, Civic Works, with support from the Maryland Humanities Council, presents the free event, A Day at Clifton, offering tours of the newly renovated building and bringing the mansion's history to life with music, historic reenactments, costumes, and more. John Seacott of Civic Works and Johns Hopkins of Baltimore Heritage tell us more.
Clifton Mansion and the volunteering spirit go hand in hand. It was Clifton's founder, merchant businessman Henry Thompson, who stepped forward to organize 4 dozen other Baltimore businessmen as the 1st Baltimore Horse Artillery in the War of 1812. On horses and in uniquely styled uniforms, they drilled at Clifton and honed their skill. These mounted militiamen were present at Bladensburg in 1814 and reported on British troop movements as the British marched on to Washington and set it ablaze. Soon thereafter, Captain Thompson's men were dispatched to North Point. Because of this troop, messages could fly between those points of defense, keeping the defenders' alignments attuned to those of the British. Of course, we all know that the defensive battle for Baltimore was a victory for our young nation, and in no small part due to our citizens' willingness to volunteer and share whatever sacrifice might befall them as they stood united. On this October 11th, from 10 to 3, everyone is invited to Clifton's grounds to meet Captain Henry Thompson, played by actor Tim Pabon, to see troop members on horseback and hear the muskets roar. And hopefully you will feel that pride that 200 years ago bolstered Americans' belief in themselves when they heard of Baltimore's brave stand.
At the Day at Clifton, guides will highlight the Federal-style rooms built by Henry Thompson in 1803 and 1812. These rooms lay quietly within the exuberant Italian villa-style expansion built by abolitionist, entrepreneur, and philanthropist Johns Hopkins, who bought Clifton and remodeled it before the Civil War. From atop Hopkins' 80-foot-tall observation tower, those willing to climb a few stairs will enjoy one of the best views of the harbor and of Baltimore. Baltimore's giving spirit blossomed again at Clifton when Hopkins donated his fortune to fund the hospital and university that today are world-class leaders in many fields. Then, beginning at the next century's turn, Clifton continued its saga of service as a public park and sports playground. Now, in these most recent decades, the nonprofit Civic Works, headquartered at Clifton, has enabled thousands of volunteering citizens to advance the quality of community life while developing their own skills. This very month, many young adults will enroll in a Civic Works AmeriCorps position, tutoring students, making homes more energy efficient, raising food crops, creating community green spaces, and so much more. My colleague John and I happily say that Clifton Mansion continues the Baltimore community's legacy of service.
Learn more about A Day at Clifton on October 11th at civicworks.com/day-clifton. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide educational nonprofit that uses the humanities, such as philosophy and history, to promote civic engagement and inform dialogue about critical issues. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council, for WYPR, your NPR news station.